The business model for American universities has been facing serious competition with rising tuition prices and multiplying options beyond the traditional four-year residential institution. Also, because the U.S. student population eligible for college study with financial aid represents a huge market, foreign educational institutions have been trying to set up shop in the U.S. and get a piece of that market. The India-based Amity University enrolls 125,000 students at over a dozen campuses around the world and now has its sights set on New York and Massachusetts. Last month, the college chain bought a campus on Long Island, although they're still waiting for permission to operate a college there. Amity also wants to purchase two more U.S. campuses, including a troubled for-profit college near Boston that's scheduled to close, the New England Institute of Art. Does Amity plan to join the list of predatory for-profit universities, or does it want to try and do a better job? State officials in Massachusetts, including Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, want more information about Amity before they grant any licenses.
We've had experience in our office pursuing any number of for-profit schools that have been out there, really raking it in on the backs of vulnerable students. And we had a school here that we'd been investigating announced last year that it was going to wind down its operations. Amity is the entity that's proposed to come in and take over the operation of this school. And we have real concerns about that. Amity is not licensed. It has no experience providing this kind of education. This is an arts curriculum and a photography curriculum to students in Massachusetts or anywhere else in the country. And it's really important to me that students actually have an opportunity to have real courses taught by real teachers, real in-studio time. As you can imagine, this is really important to the kind of curriculum that they're studying, and that it be real. And unfortunately, I don't see that Amity has the kind of track record here in the States to provide that kind of programming to students who've already been duped once.
All right, one way of evaluating Amity is that it has 125,000 students enrolled at more than a dozen campuses around the world. We've had difficulty reaching directly officials at Amity, but one quoted at the Associated Press says, and this is the chancellor, Asim Chauhan, says, "We continuously benchmark our quality with the best quality standards and the best accreditation standards globally." Does that put your mind at rest? And particularly given that the workforce of India is among the most productive in the world.
Well, I think that we should be benchmarking against what our standards are. And particularly here in Massachusetts, we have high standards. And it's really important to us as a state that we remain a leader when it comes to higher education. And one of the things that concerns me is that there isn't enough real transparency. There isn't enough real data out there. And certainly we've seen with some of these companies that they come in and they're wonderful at talking the talk, but down the road, you see escalating default rates, low graduation rates, high debt. And here, my concern is we have a school, NEIA, that we believe has hurt students. If they want Amity to come in and take over that operation, we've got a real concern about that, given Amity's lack of track record with students here in Massachusetts or students here in the United States with respect to this particular arts curriculum.
Would you recommend that Amity not be granted a license based on the information you have and the statements that you've seen from the company?
At this point, absolutely. That is our position. This needs to go before the Board of Higher Education. The Board of Higher Education needs to demand answers, needs to receive answers, and needs to make sure that students are going to be protected, that education is going to be real, that courses are going to be real, because we've got a number of students who are stuck right now, who were the victims of a for-profit predatory school that announced a wind down a year ago. And before we have them continue on with their education overseen by Amity, we need to make sure that's going to be real or else they go to somewhere else.
We're talking with Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. This is The Takeaway. But how would you answer the charge that you're applying a kind of Logan Airport limousine metaphor here in that Amity is flooding Massachusetts with unqualified or less than high quality teachers in the same way that people have a perception that people from South Asia suddenly flooded the limousine services of the United States, and that somehow because this is an Indian company, it's suspect, and that you would not treat a Swedish or a British or French company trying to do the same thing in the same way.
Well, that's certainly not what we've done here. This has nothing to do with where this company originates from. My standard would be the same, whether it's with respect to a Boston-based company or a company based in the U.S. or a company based anywhere else in the world. Standards are standards, and we want to make sure it's real.
Finally, do you have any concerns or information that Amity and companies like it are essentially getting into the U.S. market because of favorability on the granting of visas, H-1B visas, et cetera?
I can't speak to that directly. My concerns are about Amity's track record. Amity was founded by an individual who was charged with fraud many, many years ago. I have concerns about what we've actually seen in terms of real-life practice here at a campus in Massachusetts. And we need to have answers, and we need to make sure that things are being done in a way that will truly benefit students. We can't have students being used simply as a mechanism by which some of these for-profit companies get their hands on loan money, federal loan money that we taxpayers pay for, and use that as a conduit to line the pockets of their investors at the expense of students. There's nothing wrong with making money, but you can't make money on the backs of vulnerable students and provide them no real education in return. That's not what these students were promised. That's not what they signed up for. It's my job as Attorney General to make sure that companies are held to the promises they make.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.